AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump says Turkey's president has told him the pause in fighting in northern Syria is holding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire.
But the president says Turkey told him it was eliminated quickly. And in his words, the ceasefire or pause or whatever you want to call it is holding. At the Pentagon, Defense Chief Mark Esper says American troops continue pulling out of northern Syria.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Meantime, the president says some European nations are now willing to take Islamic State prisoners from Syria, though he gave no details. He also raised some eyebrows with this statement.
We've taken control of the oil in the Middle East.
That seems disconnected to any known developments in the region, and officials here did not immediately explain just what the president meant. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The president also stands by his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, whose earlier comments undermine his administration's defense in the impeachment inquiry. State Department wraps up its investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email and found violations by 38 people, some of whom may face disciplinary action.
38 people have been cited for violations in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. This was a State Department internal investigation of former Secretary of State Clinton's use of a private email server. It was a major subject in the 2016 presidential campaign.
What she did is a disgrace to the United States of America.
And the Clinton email issue set off this chant that is still heard at some of President Trump's rallies.
Lock her up! Lock her up!
The investigation found the 38 people were culpable in 91 cases. No names were given. The Justice Department's Inspector General said FBI specialists did not find evidence that the server had been hacked. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Former Georgia police officer who fatally shot an unarmed, fleeing black man is sentenced to 1 year in prison, nearly 2 weeks after a jury acquitted him of manslaughter but found him guilty of violating his oath of office. Zechariah Presley also has been given 4 years probation. Tropical storm Nestor, with top sustained winds of 60 miles per hour, is expected to hit along the Florida Panhandle tomorrow morning. National Hurricane Center specialist David Zielinski says a strong storm surge and heavy rain are expected.
Some places, especially near the Big Bend area, could see 3 to 5 feet of inundation above normally dry ground. There's also a threat of heavy rainfall as Nestor moves across Florida and the southeast U.S., and 2 to 4 inches of rainfall with isolated maximum amounts of up to 6 inches are possible.
The storm itself will cover most of the northern Gulf from southeast Louisiana to the Big Bend. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.